Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're going to be concluding sharing with you on the subject of the heart. And we've been going through this subject for some time, and we have looked at what the heart is. Remember, the heart is different from the spirit. Our spirit is what we are. We are spirit, soul, and body. Our heart is the inner man. It has a link between the spirit and the soul. The reason why we know the heart and spirit are different, because the spirit that we get is the spirit of Jesus Christ, and then the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in our spirit. And he's holy, and he's not going to dwell in anything that could have evil in it. Yet we know that our heart can have doubt in it, it can have evil in it, it can have pride in it, and we looked at so many different things, the negative qualities that can be in our heart. Yet our heart is linked to the spirit, yet it is also affected by our members, because we can open the door and let negative things into our heart, such as the Bible says, purify your heart, ye double-minded. If you are letting things in your mind that are contrary to the Word, then it is going to cause an impurity in your heart. So the heart is the inner man, the hidden man of the heart. Remember, we're supposed to put off the old man, and we're supposed to put on the new man, which is that new man, the inner man on the inside of us. And we've talked about the fact that our heart is so important because the Lord looks on the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And our heart is to be acceptable with him. We understand with our heart. We say things in our heart. We ponder the word in our heart. We keep and do things from our heart. We serve God from our heart. We trust in the Lord with all of our heart. In fact, the word is written in our heart and in our mind. And we talked about the effect of the word in our heart. It produces a joy and a rejoicing. And this law of God, when it's in your heart, then you'll delight to do the will of God. If you don't delight to do the things of God, then you have a problem. You don't have the Word in your heart. The Bible says when the law of God's in your heart, none of your steps will slide. If you have a problem that you're walking in the wrong ways of God, is the law of God in your heart? You want to have God's Word in your heart. It is going to be in your heart as you receive it. The Holy Spirit writes it in there. Of course, we talked about the fact how Satan comes to try to take the Word out of your heart. You must guard your heart with all diligence. The devil brings all these different means of temptation. He'll come with affliction or persecution or cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches or lust or strong desire for other things. Anything that he can get to you on to get you to let the word of God be taken out of your heart. Remember, God tries our hearts. Are we going to be a God pleaser or are we going to be a man pleaser? And he's going to find out whether you're going to follow him. Remember that scripture in Deuteronomy 8:2. He led you to humble you, to prove you, to know what's in your heart, whether you will keep the commandments of God or not. He's going to find out if you truly love the Lord your God with all of your heart. And remember, he makes manifest the counsel of the hearts. Man may not see the counsel of the heart, but God does. And you know it's going to be evident by what we do in our life, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth's going to speak. From our heart, it's going to direct us in the attitude we have. And when a person's heart's right before God, they're going to be involved in doing the things of God. That's why we know people by their fruit. That is the evidence of what really is going on in a person's heart. And this is why we've got to serve God. If we serve the creature instead of serving God, then we'll be given over into a reprobate mind and uncleanness to walk in the lust of our own heart. Also, we've talked about the fact that we got to keep hardness out of our heart. I've seen this get into too many Christians. A hardened heart because they haven't seen something happen. A hardened heart because of calamities or problems that have occurred. They haven't understood it's the devil that's worked against them. Or they've given place to the enemy some way. Or it could be inherited generational curse. Or something that needs to be broken. God is for us. If God be for us, who can be against us? We've got to guard our heart. Can't let any of the negative things get into your heart. It's going to stop the blessings of God from coming to pass in your life. And we've been talking about the benefits of having a right heart. It's important that we have a good heart before the Lord, and we get his qualities in our heart. And when we love God with our heart, and we serve him with our heart, and we are faithful in our heart, and we have uprightness of heart and integrity of heart, and then God's going to see that right heart attitude before him. He chose Abraham because his heart was faithful. Ezra was one who prepared his heart to seek the Lord, and he was blessed. Asa was the one who didn't walk in sin. His heart was perfect before God, and he was obedient to him. But then we have someone like Jeroboam, who walked in sin continually. His heart was not perfect before God. If you walk in sin, then your heart's not right before God. David was a man who was after God's own heart, and one of the benefits that happened to him is he fulfilled the will of God in his life. When your heart is right, you'll fulfill the will of God. Lydia's heart was right before God. She worshiped God. And what did God do? He opened her heart to understand the ways of the Lord. In Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, the Bible says that if we will confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God's raised him from the dead, we'll be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness. It's very important when we believe with our heart that we keep that word in the midst of it. And when we believe in our heart unto righteousness, we confess with our mouth unto salvation, and it brings forth the blessings of God. When we have our pure in heart, we're going to see God. We're going to have the revelation of God. We're going to develop an intimate, personal fellowship with him. We also talked about the fact that the love of God is shed abroad in the heart by the Holy Spirit. You know, if we're yielding to God and walking in the ways of the Word and after the ways of the Holy Spirit, the love of God will be shed in you. If you don't have love in your heart, are you walking in God's ways? Are you filling yourself up with the things of the Lord? We also talked out of 1 John chapter 3 that we'll have confidence toward God in prayer if our heart doesn't condemn us. Well, our heart would condemn us if our heart's not right before him. But if we have a heart that's right before him, we'll have confidence before the Lord. And the Bible talks about the fact that if we keep a good heart attitude, we'll go in and possess the promised land. That's what Caleb did. He brought again word as it was in his heart. He kept the word in his heart. He wholly followed the Lord. He went in and possessed his mountain. He possessed the promised land that God had given to him. This speaks of you possessing the promises in your life. God is looking on your heart. And he seeks those who will be after his heart. Praise God. And we're going to pick up from here today and finish this today. In 1 Kings chapter 9, here Solomon had finished the building of the house of the Lord. And this pleased the Lord. And the Lord appeared to him and he said to him that he heard his prayer and his supplication, and the fact that because his heart was right before him, that he would bring forth blessings. He goes on and he says in verse 4, if you'll walk before me as David and thy father walked in integrity of heart and uprightness, and do according to all that I've commanded, and you'll keep my statutes and my judgments, then he said, I'll establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel. See, God will establish his rule and his reign in our life if our heart will be right before him. But then he goes on and he says, if you at all will turn from following me, you or your children, and will not keep my commandments and statutes that I've set before you, but if you go and serve other gods and worship them, then I'll cut off Israel out of the land which I've given them. Otherwise, they're not going to see his blessings. If God cuts you off from the manifest blessings, then you are going to have all kinds of problems, because the devil's going to have a place in your life, and you're going to see destruction. We've got to keep our heart right before the Lord at all times. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 23. He says, the Lord God of Israel, there's no God like thee in heaven and above or on earth beneath, who keeps covenant and mercy with the servants that walk before thee with all their heart. If you will walk before God with all your heart in obedience to his word, hearkening to his voice, he says in the word that he'll keep his covenant and his mercy. You know, God is a God of mercy. His mercies are new every morning. Healing's mercy. Deliverance is mercy. He'll come and heal you. He'll come and deliver you. He'll provide for you. The mercy is the love of God in action towards you. You know, Hezekiah was one who got his heart right with God. 2 Kings 20, verse 1, there was a time when he had a haughty heart and it was bringing wrath. But he got his heart humble before the Lord. And there was a time here when Hezekiah was sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah showed up and said that he was to set his house in order because he would die and not live. Well, he turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. And this is what he said. He said, remember, Lord, now that I've walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. That's what he said. He said, I've walked before you in truth and with a perfect heart. And he did that was right in his sight. Otherwise, the evidence of he had a perfect heart was his works. He was doing what God told him to do. Well, what happened? The prophet, before he even got out the door, turned around and he said, "I've heard thy prayer. I've seen thy tears. I will heal thee." And he had the 15 years added unto his life. I'll tell you, if we'll serve God with a perfect heart and with a willing mind, God will bless us. He wants to bring His blessings upon us in our life. In 2 Chronicles 16:9, the Bible says that the Lord's eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards Him. Remember Hezekiah? It talks about that because he was good and did things that were right and truth in the sight of the Lord and seek His God. He did things with all of his heart. It says, then he prospered. The prosperity of God in your life will be tied into the attitude of heart. If you seek God with your heart, if you have a right attitude before Him, and you follow His ways, then God will prosper you. Praise God. Psalm 7 verse 9 talks about the righteous God that tries our hearts and how He is our defense. He saves the upright in heart. God will defend you. He'll deliver you. He'll save you and bring you out of trouble for those who are upright in heart. It's so important that we get our heart right with God. You know, when our heart's right with God, we're going to be trusting in the Lord. Psalms 112 verse 7 says He'll not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart's established. He'll not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. When your heart's fixed and trust in the Lord, it's right with Him, and it's established on His ways, and God is going to see your enemies be destroyed and put underfoot. A sound heart is the life of the flesh. A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance. If you have a merry heart, you'll have a continual feast, the Bible says. And a merry heart does good like a medicine. Remember, God is looking at your heart. Give Him your heart. Yield yourself to the Lord. And it's going to be evident by your works. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.